We want our police to both protect us, protect our civil rights, but also keep crime down and find out where the bad guys are.
We have the lowest crime rate we've ever had in the history of the city, and that's particularly important to Black and Latino kids and their families and their neighborhoods, because that's where the crime is.
The reason police officers make stops in Brownsville and East New York is not because of race. It is because of crime.
In New York City, some don't have the courage to stand up to special interests on the left and support common sense policing tactics like stop and frisk. We don't need extremists on the left or the right running our police department, whether it's the NRA or the NYCLU. Stops are made based on descriptions of suspects and suspicious activity only. And the sad reality is, on the streets of our city, 90% of murder suspects and murder victims are Black and Latino.
They just keep saying, oh, it's a disproportionate percentage of a particular ethnic group. That may be, but it's not a disproportionate percentage of those who witnesses and victims describe as committing the murder. In that case, incidentally, I think we disproportionately stop whites too much and minorities too little.
And there is just no question that Stop, Question, Frisk has saved countless lives. And we know that most of those lives saved, based on the statistics, have been Black and Hispanic young men.
A bill which I signed back in 2004 against racial profiling. We don't racial profile.
95% of your murders and murderers and murder victims fit one MO. You can just take the description, Xerox it, and pass it out to all the cops. They are male, minorities, 15 to 25. That's true in New York, it's true in virtually every city. And that's where the real crime is. You've got to get the guns out of the hands of the people that get killed. And the way you get the guns out of the kids' hands is to throw them against the wall and frisk them.
We certainly did not pick somebody by race.
I got something important really wrong. I didn't understand that back then, the full impact that stops were having on the Black and Latino communities.
We don't question your belief that you made a mistake. I think the question is the timing that you realize you made the mistake.
Well, nobody asked me about it until I started running for president,
okay.
So come on.
What happened between January and November that caused this change of heart? Because it sounds like a political move to me.
Look, I apologized when enough people said to me you were wrong, and I thought about it, and I wish I'd done it earlier. I just didn't.
If I go back and look at my time in office, the one thing that I'm really worried about, embarrassed about, was how it turned out with Stop and Frisk. I've sat, I've apologized, I've asked for forgiveness, but the bottom line is that we stopped too many people